You have supplied some imagery, as we talked about. And image number two has to do with scripts drawn by one of your clients. Tell us a little bit about the client. Obviously, no names here. And then let's get into the specifics of this script.
Well, some of them were quite happy for their names to be known. I mean, what I discovered wasn't just that people were having experiences, that one of the things that people are impelled to do through having contact was manifest things like strange languages. They would actually write strange scripts and hieroglyphs. Sometimes geometric drawings, which were sacred geometry, this kind of thing. And I was absolutely fascinated that this wasn't an area that generally was being explored. And it's very much, as any art therapist knows, that you manifest from your experiences through artwork and other expressions, psychologically and emotionally, of course, as well. And what I found was some of these scripts are being done by many, many, many people all over the world. And the two documentaries that I did actually show visually some of these scripts. And I've had people writing from me from Alaska, Japan, who have said, Mary, I used to do those and I didn't know why I did them. Many of them have a sense of them, have a sense of what they're saying. But some of them say to me, like the young lady on my second DVD, Expressions of ET Contact, a Communication and Healing Blueprint, she says not only did she learn her healing through her ET contact, but some of these scripts are holographic information. As she said, like one script alone is enough information to fill a room with it, a room of encyclopedias, if you like. So it seems like they're bringing through information in a holographic way, in a quantum way almost, which is fascinating, which in some form is there for data storage for whatever we are going to need down the track. And this sort of brings me into why are we being given information of this kind of nature through contact experience? What is it? And it's, you know, what does it mean?
Now, have these scripts been decoded? Can they be decoded? I wonder what they'd say.
Well, some of them apparently can't because of the holographic nature of them, and they're not following the lines of language. And there's a very, very good reason for that, I'm told. And the reason is that because of that, they can't be altered by human language. So if we were to be, if you like, educated and upgraded into a higher awareness, then we would need programs to run from. And I think that this is exactly what it is. It's almost like we're being prepared on some level for a shift in consciousness where we will have then the information available that we need to operate from that higher shift in consciousness, if you like. And that's what's absolutely fascinating, because many of the experiencers seem to understand this from, if you like, a deeper level of awareness that this information is important. They say they've got a mission, they've got something to do, and many of them see themselves as conduits for this information.
You've produced a couple documentaries, Expressions of Contact, a visual blueprint, and Expressions of ET Contact, the Communication and Healing Blueprint through ACERN, your organization. Tell us about both of them, if you would.
Well, what I discovered was that this wasn't an area that was really being explored. And for me, it was fascinating not only to see the beings that my clients had drawn. And in the first one, you actually see about 40 different kinds of beings that people see. What is important for that is other experiences around the world. It helps them to validate and honor their own experiences when they see similar beings, you know, like the lion beings. They're seen all over the world. James Gilliland, for example, as you know from Isedi, has seen these ones, and they're considered to be very loving and supportive, for example. But what also is fascinating is that they come out with some of these really complex geometric scripts as well. And Tracy Taylor tells her story, a young lady in the first video, where she has come out with these complex scripts. She also manifests a lot of these languages, which was fascinating as well, because people heard the languages in other parts of the world, America, you know, the UK, and said, I spontaneously come out with these languages. They feel more natural to me than my native tongue, which may be English. And I can't help myself sometimes saying them. And the people that speak them often have found that what they speak has been recognized by other people in other parts of the world. And it seems like they understand them on some very deep level.
That's incredible.
Which is mind-blowing. And again, is another aspect of contact which I really feel we have to start exploring, because I think this is part of the wonderful complex mystery of this whole phenomena.
Mary, do the contactees also come away with specifically any special gifts? I mean, the psychic powers and the healing ability. I mean, do they really get just tremendous growth out of this?
Absolutely, it's absolutely enormous for some of them. And what is interesting for me is not only do they seem to be aware of energy and how frequency works. What was fascinating to me, George, in the beginning, I was listening to experiences and trying to look for patterns because that's all I could do. A lot of this I couldn't quantify. I had no way of validating some of the more esoteric or metaphysical understanding or spiritual understanding that they had. But I did look for patterns. And then I wanted to see whether we could quantify it from science. And what I found was that in many ways now science is coming to the party. And what they're saying is that many of the things that my clients would be telling me, for example, that some of the frequencies they're bringing in are here to change our very DNA for an upgrade, if you like, of Homo sapiens sapiens into Homo noeticus, if you like. We need certain frequencies, and they're bringing these frequencies in through the languages, through the drawings, and through the crop circles. All of these are bringing in new frequencies. And interestingly, some of the latest research in Russia is actually talking about how our very DNA can be changed by language, by words and frequencies. And this was mind-blowing because it fitted in so much with what the experiencer was saying, that we can actually, I mean, the Russian scientists work with linguists, and they noticed that with certain basic human language, this is a language common to all of us from that very basic level, we don't actually need to splice out faulty genes. We just need the right language to reprogram our DNA. And here we get experiencers saying they're here to change things, to help humanity, and they're bringing in all these languages and frequencies. So you can put two and two together and think, well, maybe this is how it's going to be done.